This is our People Podcast, telling the stories behind South Tyneside and Sunderland NHS Foundation Trust.
Hello, I'm Fiona Thompson. I am the Media and PR Manager for the Trust.
And I'm Beth Smith. I am the PR and Social Media Assistant.
And we are delighted to be able to share with you our special edition of Our People Podcast about our Staff Recognition Awards for 2025. This is now in its third year. There are 16 categories. It's held at the Beacon of Light and is an amazing night to be able to celebrate our colleagues. So before we go on and find out who the winners are, we are going to run to who all the people who are shortlisted are, and then we'll run on and find out who lifted trophies on the night. So I'm going to start us off with our Care and Compassion Award. The shortlist is Cancer Nurse Specialist for Urology, Dawn Townsley, who is a Specialist Palliative Care Nurse, Patricia Jenkins, who is a Clerical Officer at Sunderland Eye Infirmary, Ronaldo Hernandez, who is a Staff Nurse, and Shelley Campbell, who works as a Healthcare Assistant.
And next up, I'm going to go through the Community Team of the Year nominations. We've got Care Home Dietetics Team, we've got Gateshead Equipment Services Team, the School Nursing Team, St Benedict's Inpatients Team, and the Talking Therapies Team.
In the running for the Customer Service Award are Brooke Johnson, who is a Discharge Liaison Officer, Jeanette Clark, who works as a Ward Clerk, Karen Thornton, who is an Admin Assistant, and Susan Paul, who is a Medical Secretary.
Next up, we've got Acute Team of the Year Award. First up in the shortlist, we've got the Infection Prevention and Control Team, or as we know it, IPC. We've got Neonatal Team, the Sunderland Eye Infirmary Main Theatres Team. We've got the Targeted Lung Health Check Team, and then we've got Ward 5.
In the Rising Star Award, the shortlist is Daniel Donkin, who is an Assistant Domestic and Linen Manager for Choice, Eden Benson, who works as an Apprentice Training Administrator, Oluwatoyin Omisor, Staff Nurse, Rachel Boyd, who is a Clinical Educator, and Raji George, who works as a Staff Nurse.
Next up is the Unsung Hero for Corporate and Support Services Award. The shortlist includes Chris Brightman, a Facilities Assistant for Choice, Colleen McNicholas, a HR Advisor, Danielle Sadler, Assistant Rostering Manager, Jim Charlton, Fire Safety and Security Manager, Joanne Canning, Matron for Quality Assurance and Improvement, and Liam McManus, Divisional Finance Manager.
In the Unsung Hero Community Award, we have Alison Vagoni, who is a Team Secretary, Dan Dobson, a Community Specialist Health Improvement Practitioner, Holly Gunn, who works as a Clinical Team Manager, Paul Windle, who is a Domestic for Choice, and Sonia Bruce, who is a Clinical Team Manager.
Next up, we've got Corporate and Support Services Team of the Year Award. The shortlist includes Advice and Complaints Team, the Domestic Supervisors Team, Payroll and Pensions Team, the Safeguarding Team, and Team FY3.
In the Innovation Award, we have a shortlist of the Assessment at Breathing Clinic Team, the Practice Placement Facilitators, and our Sexual Health Teams.
For the Leadership Award, the shortlist includes Karina Dowson, a Consultant and Clinical Director, Emma Gray, Lead Matron, Lindsay McShay, Head of Audiology, Miles Weston, MRI Lead Radiographer, and Zoe Clapham, Clinical and Operational Lead for Endoscopy.
In the Sustainability Award, we have a shortlist of Ian Hewitson, Contracts and Procurement Manager, Mark Williams, who works as a consultant in our Head and Neck Department, Paula Oakes and Joanne Duncan, who are from the Recycling of Ward Aids Team, our Sexual Health Teams, and our Virtual Ward Team.
For the Champion Equality Award, the shortlist includes Lee Whitfield, Associate Divisional Director, Mayflor Bernal, Matron for NMAP and International Recruitment, Remy Amole, Lead Chaplain, and Simone Dixon, Junior Sister.
In the Unsung Hero Acute Ward category, we have a shortlist of Anne Cathbert Cabanting, who is a Lead Rheumatology Specialist Nurse, Christian Allen Bajandi, an Advanced Podiatry Assistant, Frances Moore, who works as a Healthcare Assistant, Mark Graham, who is an Advanced Practitioner Pharmacist, and Nicola Lawson, who works for Trauma and Orthopaedics as a Resource Manager.
Next up, we've got the Research Award. On the shortlist includes Kimberly Novus, a Clinical Scientist, Obstetrics and Gynaecology Research Team, and the Sunderland Eye Infirmary Research Team.
In the Outstanding Contribution Award, the shortlist is the Assessment of Breathing Clinic Team, Bev Franklin, who is our Inquest and Legal Liaison Manager, Cheryl Bean, who is a CT Advanced Practitioner, Helen Turnbull, who is a Divisional Director, Theatres and Critical Care, who has since retired, Mark Tull, who is our Clinical Team Manager for Talking Therapies, and Uma Nath, who is a Consultant Neurologist.
Next up, we have the Lifetime Achievement Award. This award is for someone who has dedicated their working life to the NHS. And the shortlist is Alison Knapper, Frailty Nurse Practitioner, David Steele, a consultant at our Sunderland Eye Infirmary, Melanie Milburn, Head of Nursing Community, Mary Pollard, Education and Training Manager, Pauline Bowne, Ward Manager, Shahid Junjo, Consultant Cardiologist, and Shlok Balpuri, Consultant Surgeon.
And we also have two other winners that we don't know yet because the Chief Executive Award is picked by Ken Bremner, and that is from the shortlist, and our governors also pick their award winner, which they decide themselves, and again is a surprise on the night. So let's go and find out who the winners are.
My name is Patricia Jenkins. I work reception at Sunderland Eye Infirmary and I won the Care and Compassion Award.
And tell us a little bit about why you won that award.
I was involved with a gentleman who'd had a cardiac arrest at the Eye Infirmary car park and I performed CPR. I was first responder. CPR and got him back.
Fantastic, that's amazing to know. And what does it mean to you to know that you've won this award and the fantastic thing that you did has been recognised?
It's lovely to win an award, but it was even better that my mum got one of his family for Christmas. That is my goal, that was my goal.
Fantastic. Oh, well done. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Simon, please introduce yourself, who you belong to as a team and what award you've won tonight.
So I'm Simon Ray, Clinical Lead with Gateshead Taunton Therapies, representing the whole of the Taunton Therapy Service, and we've won the Community Clinical Team of the Year Award.
Fantastic. And what does it mean to you to collect this award on behalf of your team? A bit of a surprise, but well deserved.
It is a bit of a surprise, but I think it's a surprise on sort of, I suppose, one side, but on the other, I think it's such a fantastic team. Work across Gateshead and South Tyneside Taunton Therapies. You know, we've set such high standards. We're recognised nationally and regionally as one of the best performing Taunton Therapy services. And I think the outcomes that we get with clients are exceptionally positive as well. Again, we're ahead of the sort of like league tables for like recovery rates, waiting times, etc.
And I guess this award just is another recognition of all of that.
It is, exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So, Brooke, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us where you were, what you do, and what award you've won.
My name's Brooke Johnson. I'm discharged in the year as an officer on ward A55 respiratory.
And so that's based at Sunderland Royal Hospital?
It is, yes.
Wonderful. And what award have you won tonight?
Customer Service Award.
Oh, fantastic. And so what does it mean to you to collect that award?
I genuinely can't believe I'm here, never mind the fact that I've won. Like, it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, fantastic. It is. And how will your team react when you go back on Monday?
Your team will be absolutely ecstatic. I only got one plus one, which was my ward manager, Geordie, who's obviously very, very supportive, but the rest of my team will be ecstatic. Oh,
that is fantastic to hear. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we are the neonatal unit team, and we have won the acute team of the year.
Congratulations. And so what does it mean to you to collect this award this evening?
Oh, I'm incredibly proud of our team. They've worked so hard. And this is for all our team that couldn't be here with us tonight.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm Dan Dongan, Assistant Domestic and Linen Manager for Choice over at Sunderland Royal Hospital, and I've won Rising Star Award at tonight's ceremony.
So congratulations to you. What does it mean to you and to your wider team that you've picked up this award?
I think it's brilliant. The opportunities that I've had since joining Choice has been amazing, and I think I couldn't have done it with the wider team and the team, the domestic team as well.
That's fantastic to hear. How long have you been with us?
About 18 months now, so less than 2 years.
Congratulations. Well, it sounds like you've settled in really well, and I'm sure you'll have a bright future.
Thank you.
My name's Jim Charlton. I'm Fire Safety and Security Manager. And I've just been lucky enough to win the Unsung Hero Award.
And what does it mean to you to pick up this award?
It means a lot, but more so, I think it's because of the violent incidents and the rising violent incidents. I wish I could give one of these to everybody that's been involved in a violent incident.
Because a lot of our staff do deal with very tough situations, yeah. And you know, they're in the line of fire on the front line, yeah, of the NHS, but you're the one that helps them in the background, that bit, yeah, of a... unknown to a lot of people, yeah. So without you, they'd be a bit stuck, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I don't think they'd be stuck, but, you know, I try to do my best. Yeah.
I know that you do a lot of work, yeah, to help support our staff.
Right.
And so I know it'll mean a lot to your wider team as well. What will they make of the fact that you've collected the award?
They'll be over now, yeah. They'll be really pleased, yeah.
I'm Dan Dobson, I'm a health improvement practitioner for the community division. I've just won the Unsung Hero Award for community. I'm really honoured. an absolute privilege, so thank you very much.
And what will your colleagues make of the fact that you've won?
I'm over the room for some of the teams that have won, everyone that's been nominated, really. Everyone's been fantastic and what they're doing, everyone puts in the work, and so really well done, everyone, really. Yeah.
It was a big surprise?
Massive surprise. I mean, I didn't even expect the actual awards event in January. That was a massive surprise. So, thank you.
Congratulations, very well deserved.
Oh, thank you for your
honour. Have a lovely evening.
Yeah, you as well.
See you later.
Cheers.
My name's Tracy Dean, I'm the Associate Director for Safeguarding, and this is my lovely team. And we have won Safeguarding Team of the Award for the Corporate Services.
Fantastic, congratulations to you all. What does it mean to you all to collect this award on behalf of your team?
That people recognise the work that we do, because it's unhidden, it's a hidden kind of job that we do. It's not a very pleasant job at times, and we hope that we make a difference to people who we're working with and supporting.
And how do you think the rest of the team will react when they find out that you won?
Oh my God, it'll be amazing. Absolutely go crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations.
Amazing, Kerry's not jumping up and down now.
We'll get that on camera later on. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
So we're the Assessment of Breathing Clinic, and we're really excited to have won this innovation award while we're delivering holistic care for patients from the most deprived communities.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
So we've developed an MDT clinic where we're seeing patients with symptoms and improving outcomes across respiratory and cardiac disease.
Great stuff. And how will the rest of your team react when they find out that you won?
The rest of the team, we've got a huge team of really dedicated, amazing professionals, and they're going to be absolutely over the moon for this recognition of all their hard work.
Good. Well, I'm sure they will enjoy the good news. Brilliant. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
So I'm Lindsay McShay. I'm the head of audiology, and I've won the leadership award.
Fantastic. And how did you feel when it was announced that you were the winner?
So surprised. I think the other nominees were amazing. So yeah, they're really delighted.
Fantastic. And how will your team react when they find out that you won?
Hopefully they'll feel really proud. I think this isn't just an award for me, it's an award for the whole department. We've grown so much in the last couple of years, so this is something for us all to celebrate.
Fantastic. Well done.
Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Williams. I'm one of the ENT consultants in the hospital. I have a specialist interest in head and neck surgery, and also a personal interest in sustainability, for which I've won this award.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about that work.
So I've been working on some guidance for ENT across the country to improve our sustainability, specifically in terms of how we do a procedure called flexible nasal endoscopy. And that is the main part of my work, but hopefully the start of a future in this career.
Fantastic. And obviously you've brought your team along on that journey. How will they feel when they know that you've won this award?
I think there will be lots of very proud people within the team. Hopefully this is a sign of some movement forward for sustainability in ENT. There's definitely some big projects that we want to bring in. And hopefully this award is a sign that they're going to succeed.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you for all your work.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mayfair Bernal. I'm the matron for Nursing Midwifery and Allied Health Professionals International Recruitment. And I've just won the Championing Equality Award. It's so real. It just feels so, so real. And this is for all our workforce. This means a lot. And thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. And you put a lot of hard work into supporting all your colleagues. How will they feel when they know that you've won your award?
You can tell by the crowd, the reaction of the crowd.
There was a big cheer.
Yes.
There was a big cheer.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm feeling embarrassed. But at the same time, I'm so proud because this is for everyone.
Very well deserved. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right, I'm Nicola Lawson. I'm a TNO resource manager. I've worked for the hospital for over 30 years and in TNO for 17 years.
Oh, so where are you based?
Above Fracture Clinic.
In Sunderland?
Sunderland.
At Sunderland Royal Hospital.
Yeah.
So which award did you win today?
I won the Unsung Hero Acute Award.
Oh, and how did you feel when your name was read out?
Terrified.
How will your team react when you go back and tell them all that
They're
you've won?
They're going to be absolutely over the moon, because this is not just for me, it's for everyone out who we work with, you know, it's for everyone. So they're all going to be absolutely over the moon.
We are the Austin Guyney research team, and we've won the research team of the year award, which is absolutely
amazing.
We're so pleased.
Tell us a little bit about what that work's involved. If you can do it,
Well, we've been recruiting for more than 10 years, just into lots of trials about labour, delivering babies, and gynaecology, of course. So the whole team has contributed so much over the last 12 years. Fantastic.
And how will you feel when you go back with your award to show them what you've won?
So proud, won't we? Really, we'll be really proud. Yeah.
And it's the whole team, it's the whole department that help us to recruit women and help us to have the highest numbers in Obs and Gynae in the North East.
And this is only half of us, so so we represent a few other people.
Well, congratulations to the whole team.
Thank you.
My name is Christian Allen Bahande. I work as an advanced podiatry assistant in Sunderland Royal Hospital.
And what award have you won this evening?
I got this Governor Award.
The Governor's Award, which is a surprise to everybody.
Yeah.
So that is chosen by our governors and it's particularly a surprise to you. Yeah. How did you feel when you had your name read out?
I was shocked. I didn't really expect this because I was on the acute Unsung Hero Award. I didn't expect that there is also another award.
It's a big surprise. Well, how will your colleagues feel when they find out that you've won?
Oh, they're very exciting. They keep texting me if I got the award. I said I didn't get it, but I'm very happy.
Now you've got some follow-up news, haven't you? Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations to you. Very well deserved, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, Alan, tell us who you are and what you do.
So I'm Alan Simpson, theatre matron for both sides at STSFT.
And you're here because Helen Turnbull, who since retired, has won this award. Tell us what it is.
So Helen has won the award for outstanding contribution. She's worked for the Trust for 38 years. She's recently retired and has done an amazing job. She's touched so many lives throughout her career and the work she's done throughout all the divisions she's worked in. She's an unbelievable leader.
And how will the rest of the team react when they find out that she's won this award?
They'll be ecstatic. Like, it was a given that Helen was the person to win this, but she's just an amazing person. She's an amazing leader. The Trust, from the perspective of theatres, the Division of Critical Care, wouldn't have been able to get through COVID if it wasn't for Helen.
Well, that's a lovely message to send back to her, and we send our huge congratulations to Helen. Well done, Helen.
Thank you.
So I'm David Steele. I'm a consultant ophthalmologist at the Sunderland Eye Infirmary.
And Melanie?
I'm Melanie Milburn. I'm head of nurse in the community division.
Fantastic. And this is a bit of a joint win for you both, so you don't work together, but you both won the same award, which is?
The Lifetime Achievement Award.
Fantastic. So congratulations to you both. What does it mean to you to collect this award?
You go first.
I'm really delighted. I didn't think for 1 minute I would win because the people that were shortlisted are absolutely fantastic. And I think that what they've done for the NHS is amazing. So I feel very privileged to work alongside David.
Because you've worked in a lot of different areas in the NHS. So what do you do now? What kind of things have you done in the past?
I've done general nursing, then I worked in public health, infection control, then patient safety, and then more recently, head of nursing.
Fantastic. And what will it mean to your colleagues for them to find out that you've won this award?
I think they'll be really pleased because we're a fantastic team and it's the team really that drive the person.
That's a lovely way of putting it in. David, tell us a little bit about what you've done with the Trust and what it means to you to get this award.
Yeah, well, I feel exactly the same. I can't believe that I've been awarded it. It's a great honour to be shortlisted with other people. I've had a fantastic career at at Sunderland. I remember I was a medical student over 38 years ago at the old Sunderland Royal Infirmary. And I've had great colleagues, I've had great opportunities. I work in a fantastic place. The Eye Infirmary is like a large family. I know everybody's first name in the hospital. It's a great place to work at and I've been given great opportunities. So it's a great thing for me to be given it. But I very much feel it just in the same way. I feel it on behalf of the hospital. I feel privileged to work there and they've helped me achieve what I've done with them.
And just briefly, tell everybody a little bit about the kind of work that you do, because obviously there's quite a wide range of stuff that we do at the Eye Infirmary, a huge amount of care, but you do quite specialised work, don't you? So can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm a retinal surgeon. So ophthalmology is divided into 9 subspecialities, believe it or not. The eye's quite small, but it's still got different bits of it.
Just the 9.
And so I've been a retinal surgeon my whole. I've been a consultant 27 years. Been a retinal surgeon my whole time. I've been very involved in research most of my career, but increasingly so. I'm 50% employed by. 50% of my salary comes from Newcastle University, and the rest from the trust. So I'm very privileged to have that joint role.
Well, very deserved to you both. Thank you so much. Really grateful.
So I'm Zoe Clapham. I'm endoscopy clinical and operational lead. I've won the Chief Executive Award, which I can't believe.
Well, this is chosen by Ken Bremner, our Chief Executive. Nobody has any clues beforehand about who's won. So it's from the shortlist, I think. Yeah. But this is a surprise for everybody, isn't it? So how did you feel when your name was read out?
I didn't know whether to laugh, cry or scream.
Well, you managed to get up on the stage, and that's a pretty good pretty good after all of that shock. Yeah. And Ken read out quite a few things about an inspection that took part on your endoscopy units. So I know that you're supported by a huge team, and you really do, you're a close family, really. Yeah. What does it mean to you to accept the award?
I think it means an awful lot, and I feel like I've accepted the award on behalf of the whole team. The JAG visit last year was a huge thing for the organisation. It was the first joint JAG visit, and JAG is very much like a CQC type thing that people don't know what JAG is. And without my amazing team on South Tyneside and Sunderland, then we wouldn't have gotten the outstanding feedback that we did.
So the JAG visit is carried out on behalf of a particular organisation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the JAG is in correlation with the Royal College of Physicians, and in with that is a lot of rules, regulations and guidelines with the British Society of Gastroenterology. So it looks at best practice, KPIs that the doctors are reaching where they should be in each endoscopy, that the staff are treating patients as they should be. So it's kind of any endoscopy unit that's JAG accredited, it's like the platinum of endoscopy. If you're going to have a procedure, you want to go to a JAG accredited unit.
And the inspectors basically said you're the best of the best, didn't they? The inspection found that you were exemplar in all different areas, and that's because of a lot of work that went in throughout the team, isn't it?
It was, yes.
And so a deserved win for you, but I know that you represent the team and you feel very passionately about all the work that they do.
And if it wasn't for the amazing team, like I've said, then I wouldn't be standing here now.
Well, congratulations to you. I know they'll all be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of our People podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and check out our other stories. Hit subscribe to keep up to date with the latest, and catch up with what we've been up to on our Twitter, Facebook and Instagram pages. Just search for our name.